We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudal Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last three words on the bottom of Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph. Rav Zera
says, Rav Zera came from Bavel, went up, made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael.
Ki Avina b'Bavel, when I was in Bavel, Haba Amri, he used to say, Hoda Tanya, that we learned in the Braisa. We learned in the Braisa, Yom Kippur Shechal Yisrael Shabbos. Yom Kippur lands Erev Shabbos. We learned before in the Masechta, in the Perek B'Mav Likim, that Erev Shabbos, the minhag was, used to blow shofar, a bunch of different tekiyas, to signal that it's time to stop doing melacha and it's coming Shabbos. What happens if Yom Kippur, in those days Yom Kippur could land up on Erev Shabbos, because they did Kiddush HaChodesh with Riyas HaLavana, not with the calendar we have now, and a lot of times Yom Kippur could land up on Friday. So what happens if Yom Kippur lands up on Friday? Do you blow shofar then to show Shabbos is coming? The Rabbi says no. Yom Kippur Shechalis Erev Shabbos, lo yoy taikim. They not blow shofar. With Matzah Shabbos, if Yom Kippur lands on Matzah Shabbos, lo yehayim avdilim, they didn't make Havdalah. That means by us, if we have a Shabbos then a Yontif, we say special Vatayidienu, and we say Havdalah in Kiddush, we say Havdalah, because Ben Kiddush to Kiddush, there's different levels of Kedusha. But Matzah Shabbos, if Yom Kippur lands on Matzah Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah. Why not? Because there's also the same amount of Kedusha, and therefore you don't make Havdalah. And he, of course, it was also only negated by Kiddush HaChodesh as possible to have Yom Kippur on Sunday. But in that case, he did not make Havdalah. And he thought beginning, Divrei HaKoyli, that's a cool yama. He said, look in the hostel, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei, Rabbi Yehuda, Reid Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the Yosef HaKoma, he was saying, no, that's not Divrei HaKoyli. It's not Divrei HaKoyli. And he was saying, Rabbi Kivihi, that this price is Dafka Rabbi Kiva holds that you can't bring the Emurim of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because he holds they're very much the same. Kedushas Yom Kippur and Kedushas Shabbos are very much the same. Because the Rabbi Shmuel, if you're going according to Rabbi Shmuel, Kivin the Omar, his Rabbi Shmuel says Chelvis Shabbos, Kriven Yom Kippurim. He says that Chelvis Shabbos could be Makarvan Yom Kippur, Liska. You should blow shofar on Erev Shabbos. What's the pshat? Erev Shabbos, that has to do with Chalav. What's the pshat? He wants to say like this: Kihecha the Lahavi Yadeya, the Chelvis Shabbos Kriven Yom Kippurim. You want to make a simon to remember that a different year, let's say, the Chelvis Shabbos are craving on Yom Kippur. Therefore, you blow shofar when Yom Kippur is before Shabbos, say, oh, we're coming to a bigger Kedusha now. And then you remember that Shabbos is a bigger Kedusha. And then next year, when it comes out on a Sunday, you're going to say, if they're not blowing shofar, that means that Yom Kippur is less of a Kedusha. You're not blowing shofar, you're less of a Kedusha. And therefore, you will bring the Chalav Ma Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So basically, it says if by blowing this year, it'll show you that if you don't blow, then you'll later bring the chalavim. And he's saying there you have to blow because it's not the same level of kedusha. That's what they want the time we went there to show. But Rav Zera says, but I still hold like we held in Bavel. But Mina Leyana, I told them, Kahanim Zrizim him. Kahanim Zrizim, they're bucking all the dinim, they're going to know when to bring chalav. Even if you have a shmol, holds that you can bring chalav Shabbos on Yom Kippur, they'll know this. They are Zrizim, they'll know this halach. Only Marcus should read the Chistor of Ashi. Me and Rina Kanam Zizim. Do we say Kanam is Rizim? But it says in the Mishnah in Sukkah that there's a certain, the old different type of days, Hamei Tekiyas, and said like Erev Shabbos that land up on Sukkahs, you can bring 48 different Tekiyas, says in that Mishnah there. Vatanan, it says there, when going through all the numbers, that on that Erev Shabbos, you blow Shalosh Lahaftos on Malacha, the three to mivatel oyim from malacha and shalosh havdim and kodesh chol and three to mivatel and kodesh chol. But like upon what do you see? Even in the Beis Hamikdash where the kahanim were, they did avoid it there. You had to blow shofar to stop them doing malacha. I used to tell me kahanim is reason. Kahanim is reason means they know what they're doing and they're very good about their malacha. So what do you have to blow shofar for? And for the Gemara, you're right. You don't need a shofar for the kahanim, and that's why we said over here you don't need a shofar to tell us that the Chelvis Shabbos could be Karav on Yom Kippur. Why in the Mishnah and Sukkah does it say they blew Shofar? That wasn't for them. That was for the Kedama Abayla Shar Amma de Rishlaim. It's for the rest of the nation in Rishlaim. Hakanam, he also Shar Amma Rishlaim. What's Abayla talking about? Abayla is talking about there that says that on the door of the Heichel, they had this decoration that when the sun shined, it came up on the east, it reflected the sun, and they knew it's time to say Shema. And the Gemara asked there, what do you mean they knew time Shema? The Kahanim don't say Shema at that time. They say Shema before Nates, because they have a lot of Avodah to do, and they always say Shema before Nates. So it's not for them. So Abayi says, no, it wasn't for them. That reflection on the wall of Heichel was for Shar Amad Yerushalayim. So the same way Abayi says that was for Shar Amad Yerushalayim, Hachanam here also
It's a Shar Amma de Yerushalayim. This din of long shofar was for other people of Yerushalayim. Okay, so we took care of that. Now the Marat's a new kasha. I have a different reason why you should blow shofar on Erev Shabbos that lands up before on Erev Shabbos lands up in Yom Kippur. Beliska kehechi leidus shori beknivas yerek on amincha lamayla. The halach is that Yom Kippur is more kulik than Shabbos. On Shabbos, you are now allowed to cut up the vegetables and set up the vegetables for after Shabbos. You know, let's say you want lav malka, you want to have some vegetables, so you want to peel the vegetables or slice them or prepare them. It's masma and Rashi, it's only an issa of tircha over here, of achana, not an issa of malacha. So it's not a shayla of issa of bayir or anything. It's just a shayla of preparing the vegetables. So you know, I'll do that on Shabbos, Master Shabbos. You want to have lav malka, I'll do that. There's a special hetter we'll see in the Gemara as we go along, that in Kippur, they allowed them after Mincha V'lamayla, which means Mincha Katana V'lamayla, after that time, they are allowed to stop appearing the vegetables for Matzah Yom Kippur. And what's the reason? It says the reason is because of Agvas Nefesh. So Stup Shatim, Rashi learns the word of Agvas Nefesh is that it's actually Inui for you to do this. So it's like part of the Kiyim of Inui Yom Kippur, because you're trying to, you're starving and fasting, and you're preparing food, that will make you even more hungry and be hard to fast. That's why it's mutter. Other Rishayim say, Agvas Nefesh means that because you don't want to have to stop appearing things matzah Yom Kippur when you're starving, you want to eat right away, so you're allowed to do it. The special hetter, you're allowed to do the hachana. But in any case, there's a special hetter of hachana Yom Kippur. So Gemara's kash is, V'liska kehechi lady the shari v'knives yarek v'mechel amayla, they should blow shofar on Yom Kippur to show that it's mutter to do knives yarek now. And the blow shofar, you're allowed to do knives yarek on Yom Kippur. So look tomorrow, that if it lands up on Erev Shabbos, and you blow shofar to show that only on Yom Kippur is mutter, not on Shabbos, but it's not a gay this year, because this the year that Yom Kippur lands up on Friday, Yitaka can do knives yarek. Why? Because when Shabbos comes, you can't cook the vegetables, so there's no purpose of doing it. It doesn't help you. You can't cook on Shabbos anyway. So that's what Rav Yosi says. Which means that to blow shofar is really a shvus. It's a der abanon. So Rav Yosi says, you're not doicha shvus for hetter. He says, nothing to do with if it's this year different. He's saying that Rav Yosi's entire is like this. That you're not allowed to blow shofar today to show hetterim. They only blow shofar to show a surim, but not to show hetter. That's what he says. Ain't doichin shvus lahati. You don't blow shofar in order to tell us about hetterim. We're telling you it's a hetter, you let the knivis yarek on Yom Kippur. We don't tell us about these things. That's not right. He says, we don't do that. Rav Sheish, Rav Yidah, I'm a different pshat why you don't do it. Because shvus kreve atiru, shvus rechek atiru. Like we just said, that happens to be the year that Yom Kippur lands up Erev Shabbos, it's not going to be the gayer to knivis yarek. Why not? Because it's a Shabbos that night. So it's not going to be negeya do knivis yarek that night. So therefore, it's not negeya right now. It's negeya for next year. You want to blow shofar this year to show there's a difference between Kippur and Shabbos. Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do knivis yarek Shabbos now, but this year you're not going to do it because tonight's Shabbos. So it's just negeya for next year. So shvus rechayka, shvus, you know, to make a heter for next year, that you're not going to do. So Rav Sheish argues, Reza says he never blows shofar for a heter. Sheish says maybe you do, but it has to be somebody that's negeya right now, not negeya next year. Break the Gemara, shvus kreva tiru, and they did allow a shvus kreva, that according to Rav Sheish, he says for a heter they blow shofar, just has to be negeya right now. Is that true? But tonight, look at the Mishnah. Yom Tov Chal is Erev Shabbos. Yom Tov Chal is Chal Erev Shabbos. You have Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. Taken, they blow shofar. Why? Because we know a lot of things are mutter on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do Echol Nefesh. You're allowed to do a lot of things on Yom Tov. We have to tell you Shabbos you can't. So they blow shofar to tell you stop doing Malacha. V'loy Mavdilim. But Friday night, they don't make Havdalah between Yom Tov and Shabbos because Shabbos is holier. So don't do Havdalah. What about Matzah Shabbos of Yom Tov? Like we said before, Matzah Shabbos Mavdilim. You say a Mavdil in Kiddush when it's Matzah Shabbos. Why? Because going to a lower thing. But v'loy take, we don't blow shofar. So afraid to Gemara, if there's such a thing as Shvus Lahate when it's right away in the Geya, v'amai, they should blow shofar Matzah Yom Tov. Liska kehechi leidi shari b'shut l'alta. They should blow shofar Matzah Yom Tov to tell everyone, you're allowed to do Shkita right now. And this is the Geya to do right now. Ella machvar tok Rav Yosef. So because of this kash, we're saying obviously you don't do any shvus lahat, like Rav says. You never blow shofar to be matter a heter. I just want to speak out what the Rishonim say. The Gemara had a kash over here. They should blow shofar Motza Shabbos and Yontif to tell everyone it's Mutav Melacha. So Frank the Ramban, every week you should blow shofar Motza Shabbos, tell me to do Melacha. So he says, no, because some of those, that you don't have to do. Why? Because he doesn't do Melacha on Sunday, what's going to happen? But Yontif is Oynig Yontif. We want people to do Melacha, L'Kovid Yontif. And therefore, it would be a sad, you should blow shofar, tell when you go Shecht and have a new roasted lamb today, you have a good piece of meat today. So that's what he's blow shofar. What he says, you don't do a shvus, Ela Machvatik Rav Yosef, that you don't be over. You're not over a shvus, which is the Issa der Rabbanon of blowing shofar. You don't do this Issa der Rabbanon of blowing shofar in order to make a heter. The only time you go ahead and be over Issa der Rabbanon of shofar is to show us that it's usher to do malacha, to keep us away from an iser, but not to give us a heter. So look at the Marabite. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Amri Lo, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Yom Kippur Mishchalis, B'Shabbos, Oskimi V'Siyarek. This whole heter we just said, that Yom Kippur, you're allowed to give a pair of the food for months of Yom Kippur, only if it's Yom Kippur in the weekday. Yom Kippur landed on Shabbos, you can't do this Issa HaChana. It's more chamer. Omer Rav Mana, I'll bring you a raya, Tana, because we will see, we'll dash from our pasuk, Tana. How do you know Yom Kippur lands on Shabbos? You know, Tam Lehman says in the Pasuk, Shabbos Soin. And it teaches us Shavos, to rest. Lamai, what's it talking about? If it means to rest from Malacha, we know that already. Like it means, let's say it means to pull out the Yerakos. If that's the Bryce is telling us, that it's also Knivus Yerak means to it's something that's attached to the ground, you're being kaitzer it. And that's when the Pasuk of Shabbos and Shavos. Lamai, ilim la malacha, v'chsim v'sastik malacha, no rei is iser. Elav ha-knives yarek. It's right to just knives yarek is also because of shvois, shvam, you know, it's a taka raya, if it lands on Shabbos, we have a special posik, shvois that says, on Shabbos, you can't do knives yarek. Toysa speaks out, right, maybe Rashi, maybe it's mashmas the raya, Toysa speaks out, nir l'ri da smachta ba'amahu. It's only a smachta, d'ima da raya, we prove na'am, let's say it's because we be the raya, we can also be also, he holds it's a smacht of almas, didn't shvois. They now look to the Yerak HaShabbos, only a smacht of almas, the Tosfos says. So that's one sheet that says, if it lands upon Shabbos, you cannot do Knivas Yerak. The Rav Yechon argues, Om Rav Chiba Abba Rav Yechon, Yechapurim Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Mutto Knivas Yerak, it's Mutto Knivas Yerak. Meis Veis, they ask Rav Yechon this Braisa. Now Yechapurim Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, also Knivas Yerak, she also Knivas Yerak, Tamalei M'Shabbos and Shvois, and Lamai, what's this Braisa talking about, it says it's also do. Ilim HaMalach, if it means to cut it off the mechubah while it's attached, it's a regular Issa Kite, so you don't need the Pasuk of Shabbos for that. El Lava Knivas Yerak. We're talking about Knivas Yerak, and it's clear that Shabbos, you can't do Knivas Yerak. So why are you telling me that if you keep on Shabbos, it's mutter? That Braisa don't want Malacha. Ah, you're asking me. It's already also after Lysasik Malacha. He wants to tell us also, I say, the mitzvah of Shabbos, that's Shvois. We're also telling you, especially if you tell us, still be there at bottom, but telling you, especially in the sides of Lysas, that you have to make it Shabbos, take Shabbos. So we have a Chlekesi, Rav Yechanan, and Rav Huna, if Yom Kippur Shechalas for Shabbos is Mutta Bekhtivas Yarek or not. Tanya Kivas said to Rav Yechanan, Rav Braisa, it's a riot to Rav Yechanan. Yom Kippur Shechalas for Shabbos, Mutta Bekhtivas Yarek. It says, Klar, Yom Kippur, the Chal on Shabbos, it's Mutta to do Kivas Yarek, means to appear the food to Mutta Shabbos. Mefatzim ba agoizim, they could break the agoizim, umfraxim and remoinim, they cut up the pomegranates, ba minchalamayla, all this minchalamayla, agbas nefesh. Because agbas nefesh, like we said, according to Rashi, the reason is that after minchalamayla, you're starving and you allow you to do food that even makes more inui, and therefore it's mutter. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that because agbas nefesh is, because it's too hard to do a matzah. Matzim Kippur, therefore allow you to do it on Yom Kippur. But the halacha is, even do it on Shabbos according to Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because there's no special issa of Shabbos. And you know, Shabbos is for a regular malacha, not for this type of din. And since it was Mutta Yom Kippur, it's Mutta now also. As the achana, the issa achana, and tirchas Mutta. Morris is a maisi rav. The Rebbe Huda, and kavi karba. But the Rebbe Huda, they used to cut up cabbages on Yom Kippur for Matzim Kippur. The Rebbe Rabba, gardi kari, used to cut up gourds like squash. But Kivan the Chazav v'Kamacharfi, since he saw they started doing it earlier, even before Mincha, and they're busy the whole day, and there's not such a agavas nefesh according to Rashi, because they're not so hungry yet. So Amalhu, also he made up a story. Rashi says, but he wanted them to listen. Amalhu, also he got to Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yechon also. A letter came from Rabbi Yechon saying that it's also to do it on Yom Kippur. Now do Yom Kippur. Rashi says he said it. Kehechil lekabel, it should be kabel. And this is a paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The paskin Shulchan Aruch that's mutter to Pnimus Yerech, where it says the ma'aser we don't do it. And the Taz over there in the Mizrach speak out. The reason is because people started doing it earlier, and therefore halacha la'ma'aser you're not allowed to do hachana on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur because people started doing it earlier. Anyway, for us, it's not so negev because it's much easier for us to get things prepared. We have prepared food. We have refrigerators. We do everything before Yom Kippur. And so therefore, it's not so negev anymore to us. But even in the time of Mechaber, he said he should not do it anymore because people started doing it earlier. Hadun alach ve'elu kasharim b'li neder.